Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I'm really excited. I've got a great guest for you guys. This is somebody who I've met at a couple of different events. Her name is Amy Skillen, and she is a social media marketer. The name of her company is Social Media Languages. So, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Brian, I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic and really excited to have you on the podcast. You're somebody I've been wanting to get on, and all of a sudden we just had this great opportunity. So I'm excited to have you. And usually what I like to start out with is to have you explain your backstory. So how did you go from being a Spanish interpreter to a steward of a Holocaust museum to a social media marketing person? That sounds like kind of a, kind of windy trip.
It is. It's a very windy trip. And first, let me just say thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you tonight. So how did this happen? I grew up in Mexico City. I lived in San Antonio, and San Antonio is where I was an interpreter for a little over 13 years. And then my father was the creator and founder of the Holocaust Library. He got sick and needed help taking over, so I did that. And I was a steward for 3.5 years trying to find its next home, and successfully moved it to CU Boulder. And through that journey, I discovered that social media was really the place I wanted to be. I enjoyed using it, and I raised so much money using social media for the library that it just made sense. Once the library was gone, I needed something to do, and that was it. I landed in social media.
Or social media landed on you, depending on how you look at it.
yes, exactly.
I know it well. Yes. So, anyways, you tend to focus, it's great that you have a niche in social media, and you tend to focus on IT companies, which is awesome. So my question for you is, why is it so hard for geeks to be social?
Because if it doesn't have a one or a zero, they don't understand it. So, yeah, the way they communicate and understand information is very different than you or I and people who are in this realm and on this planet, really, for the most part. So they like to have information that's very black and white, ones and zeros. And social media is not black and white. It is far from it. So it's a very difficult concept for them to understand. They just don't get it.
Is it the relationship side of things? Is it they don't like to talk to people? They don't like to, produce content? I mean, what holds them back from using it?
Well, it's the whole social part. It's the whole having to communicate with other people about topics and things that don't have anything to do with your engineering skills or your problem-solving skills. Or having to figure out, how does your email work? Any engineer can tell me that. But if I come to them and say, hey, you want to come to a party on Saturday night, they're going to run as fast as they can because that is outside their realm. It's outside of their comfort zone.
So they just want to sit in their cubicle and drink Rockstar and eat Cheetos, right?
Yes. Seriously, with their computer in front of them, and that's how they're happy.
Hey, yeah, I get it. I totally get it. So then you have the vast majority of your clients are a done-for-you service. So how do you start by, A, convincing them they need to do this? And then secondly, what's kind of the process that you put it through to help them better understand how this is going to generate business for them?
So I start by explaining that their competitors are on social media. and they are doing and creating a digital footprint that prospective clients can find and learn more about them. And that usually does it because we're all in it to, you know, build our businesses and bring new clients in. But those who are resistant, I really just show them how other companies that I work with have grown and putting systems in place and making things very black and white using ROI and things of that nature, metrics, then they start to see it, they start to get it, and they start to understand it. And then what we go through is just learning about their company, learning about their clients, what kind of clients they want to bring in the door. A lot of times I have to help them niche down and pick some verticals in terms of, because while they say, well, everybody has a computer and we can help everybody, once we start digging in, we discover that they work primarily with either financial institutions or lawyers or schools or, you know, whatever it is, but they typically end up working with particular verticals or particular industries. So once we narrow that down, then we can start talking about strategy and how we're going to reach them and what kinds of things we want to be posting on their social media and what platforms they even want to be on. A lot of times that feels very overwhelming to them as well, because they see there's all these, you know, outlets and all these social channels, and they don't really know what to do with that. So helping them narrow that down is also a really big part of what I do with them.
Gotcha. So are you the content creator? I mean, do you go in and create all the content for them, or do you hire out to do that? I mean, how is that handled?
No, I create all the content for each one of my clients. I don't use any syndicated content. Everything that we use, it either I developed or was developed by vendors that they use. So everything is original for every one of my clients.
Awesome. So you really help them, number one, understand their perfect customers, find out where they're hiding or playing, and then actually create content to their specific needs. So let's just say it's schools. You'll talk about, you know, IT for schools, security issues, you know, those kind of things that are very specific to that group.
Correct.
Very cool. And I think that's really super important. That's the one thing about social media. And I think it's one thing about marketing in general is people say, you know, who's your customer? Well, everybody's my customer. No. And when I first started my business, I'm guilty. I mean, I used to say, hey, if they're breathing and have a wallet, they're a customer. No.
Yeah, exactly. We've all been there.
Yes, we have. So, you know, us as business people have to learn to niche out as well. So one of my favorite questions to ask is the stories of things gone wrong. What have you seen with some clients where they were either trying to do it themselves or, you know, just something that they did that just didn't quite mesh?
Well, I actually got a client one time when they reached out to me because they were getting fined by Google. And so it turns out the story is they were using just Google images, whatever they were finding online, to post on their Facebook page. And clearly that's not something you can do because you don't own the copyright to those pictures. But they got a warning from Google, and then they got a second warning. And then the third time, they got a big, fat $15,000 fine. And they wanted me to come fix it.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're still a client. I've had them now for 4 years. And everything we create for them is very original.
or paid for stock photos, right?
Yes. But you know, actually, Brian, I don't use stock photos very much, to be honest with you.
So what do you use for your images?
I actually go to my clients and I will take pictures of their facility. I'll take pictures of computers that they have there. I'll take pictures of software that they use, you know, the images off the screens, things like that. I use very little stock photos.
Interesting. I mean, not only are you creating content, but you're also taking imagery, which is, I mean, good imagery is one of the biggest attractors of getting engagement. So,
yes.
So you're an awesome photographer too, on top of everything else.
Well, I just really learned how to use my iPhone really well.
Good for you.
Is there any other stories that you'd like to share other than the guy who got the $15,000 fine?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always somebody in the office who is connected to the page for the company who posts boneheaded things like the party they were at, or this one in particular, they had a cannabis party and there was lots of pictures and they tagged the company. And that didn't go over so well with the few followers that they had. Thank goodness they didn't have a whole lot, but, over the next few days, we received a number of complaints. And so I had to go in and do some serious training with them about how we conduct ourselves online and how we just can't be doing that kind of stuff. You know, just because you did it doesn't mean you have to post it.
Right. And also, I'm glad you're in Colorado where it's legal. Otherwise, the police exactly. would be showing up at their door.
Exactly.
So, Amy, this has been a blast, some really great information, and I think some good insight into using social media in a niche, which I think is really super cool. It's that you've niched out, you understand their customers, and you really work with them directly. But I know my peeps are going to want to know more about this. Do you have something to maybe tempt them with that they can learn a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. If you go to my website, sociallanguage.com/bacon, you can get a list of all of my awesome favorite tools that I use in social media.
Cool. Well, I'm going to download that one. That's awesome.
Cool.
So, Amy, you know, this is, again, I really appreciate you taking the time to get on the podcast, and it's such a pleasure to interview you. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on LinkedIn, or you can find me at my website.
All right. Well, just and let's spell out your name, because people who are listening to the podcast on their treadmill or their rowing machine or whatever it is may not know how to spell Amy, because you have a unique spelling.
I do. It's AIMEE, last name Skillin, SKILLIN.
Yes. Skillin as in chillin, which is what we've just done for this podcast. Outstanding. Amy, it's been a blast. It's such a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate you and your time and sharing your knowledge with my peeps.
No, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity, and it's good stuff.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.